Black smoke choked the small antechamber, summoning tears to Felix's eyes. He dared not open the door, not even a fraction. Even sat this close to the fire, he could feel the ice in his bones. And some instinct told him he should not. Some whispered fear implored him to stay down, stay hidden. Shivering, he tore more pages from an ancient book and tossed them into the flames. Watching the paper bundles disappear in crispy flares, he tried to convince himself that all was well. It didn't work. He glanced over the fire at his silent companion. Felix frowned. Gotrek had probably retreated into one of his more morose moods. His failure to meet the glorious death he craved weighed heavily upon him at times. Gotrek brooded over a yellowed parchment, the corners curling inwards from where it had been rolled. Felix was immediately distrustful of any map that confused Middenheim with Marienburg, but the dwarf had been immediately convinced by its authenticity. Or perhaps it had been the promise of gold that had convinced his companion to part with two coppers to possess it. He shivered again, blowing his nose on the hem of his cloak before presenting his open palms to the fire.
The tomb of Okadai Khan, Gotrek.
He forced a smile in an attempt to quell his unease, but he felt about as cheerful as the frozen guardians they had encountered in the castle grounds.
It seems unlikely that hobgoblins would bury their leaders with gold, even if the man who sold you that map was truthful about having already seen it.
Still, the dwarf said nothing, simply staring down, his one eye glinting red with reflected flames. Felix scratched his stubbled chin in concern.
Gotrek.
He had honestly thought the mention of gold would spark some life into the dwarf's heart. He shuffled around the fire's edge until he was sat at his side.
Gotrek, are you asleep?
The dwarf remained unresponsive, staring blankly down. Felix saw clearly now. The red fire was no reflection. Gotrek's eye glowed with its own light, the demonic luster of some inner horror. He fell back with a cry, and the dwarf's eyelid flickered.
Quiet, manling. I'm trying to think. It's hard enough in this damned cold without you carrying on like some hysterical elf woman.
I thought...
He trailed off. He'd thought, what? That Gotrek was possessed by a demon? What was he? A child that saw dark shapes in firelight and ran to his mother for protection from wicked spirits? He laid a palm on his forehead. He had a fever. Gotrek stretched his massive arms before the fire.
What's the matter with you, anyway?
Felix's eyes widened. The slayer's huge, broad chest was stained with barely dried blood, and the swirling blue tattoos seemed to writhe in the firelight, as though quickened by some dark magic. The runes of his axe glowed with a dull red light, piercing Felix's soul like the eyes of a demon.
I'm sorry. Never mind.
Get some rest. You look bloody awful.
Felix lay down, but sleep wouldn't come. The shadows had eyes. He felt them prickling at the nape of his neck. Gotrek had assured him more than once that the demon was gone, banished by his axe to the realm of chaos. Felix opened his eyes to glance suspiciously at the dwarf. But of course, he would say that. He cursed himself for a fool and, fighting down the sense of foreboding, tried to sleep. Fragments of memories swirled through his fevered mind. Not all of them were of events he recognized. There were unknown faces and cold, foreign lands. There was battle. There was death. He saw himself towering above it all, his blood-drenched sword gleaming in his hand, a mountain of bodies strewn before a throne of skulls. He tossed and turned on the hard floor. A voice spoke in his mind. Nothing more than the shadow of a whisper, ever present when he wasn't thinking of it, conspicuous by its absence when he did.
Sleep, Felix,
it whispered. over and over with a tortuous monotony. He mumbled through dried lips, his eyes half closed. Suddenly, filled with uncertain dread, he snapped awake. His heart raced from some half-remembered terror. The fire had sunk to glowing embers, and he could hear the Slayer's vigorous snores from across the chamber. He worked his way into a corner and hugged his knees to his chin, staring fearfully at the darkened room. Gotrek's axe loomed large. It seemed to have grown massive, throwing dim shapes against the walls that flickered and writhed with shadowy claws. At its black core, runes pulsed with a cold, rhythmic heartbeat.
It's just a fever. Just a fever. Nothing more. Just a fever.
He repeated the words over and over like a prayer. With his eyes scrunched tight, he tried to block out the fear, listening instead to the insistent voices inside his mind.